Broadcasting live and direct from the basement studios on the Stanford University campus. This is KZSU Stanford.
Up a while. You see, I'm kind of lonely too. Bring it down. Loneliness is a very bad thing, and loneliness can get you down. Are you comfortable? Yeah. I said loneliness is a very bad thing, and I have heard of loneliness blowing some very fast people's mind, but you can't do that. This is a big, big world. There's a lot of beautiful things going on in this world. You just got to hang in there and be tough. You're a very pretty girl where you live. No, no, disregard that. The most important thing, I want to know you. I say, I want to know you. I'll play the blues for you. Ain't got no big name. Well, no, there ain't no big star. I'll play the blues for you on my guitar. I'll play the blues for you.
welcome to us. Very, 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 very special edition of Blues with a Feeling. Normally perusing the blues depths, heights, weights, and lengths to bring you the best every Saturday from 9 to noon here on the Pacific Standard Time. Out here on the edge of the Western world on the Stanford campus. But I thought I needed to shift gears and do something different today. After 23 years, I've come to the conclusion that there's just too much talking about too much stuff. And as of late, we know, if you happen to watch the news or look at it on the internets, you know that everybody's talking and a whole lot of people ain't saying nothing. And I'm getting real tired of it. So I looked into the archives and I realized the blues had something to say a long time ago. It's still saying it, although I think the most powerful stuff was put down from a long time ago up till, you know, a little while back. So I went into the archives and started digging, and I found some. I found a lot. And I want to thank Charlie Lang right off the bat for helping me out with this project. And it turns out talking blues is something that has been a tradition for a long time. You can Google it. It will be Google will describe it for you. We just heard Albert King doing some talking. His version of I'll Play the Blues for You was always a talk. Hey, baby, what's your name? You live around here? And that's the criteria for talking blues. So I don't want to talk too much. I want them to do it. Here's Otis Spann talking to some of his buddies and the track Talking the Blues on this special Talking Blues.
What you know, Spanish?
I don't know it, baby.
It's been a long time.
I've been just kicking around.
Yeah?
Yes, indeed. Just kicking around.
When you start playing piano, you used to play a mule when I last seen you.
I'm going to tell you all about it. I'm going to tell you the whole situation.
Okay, lay it down.
There's old Robert Jr. over there, too.
Uh-oh.
How you been doing, son?
Well, I'll tell you something. It's a funny thing about this man. It don't look like it's nothing happening. Man, only here but hard times, you know.
What you call hard times?
Well, such as you gotta plow all day.
So what?
When you come home, you can't get no rest.
Why can't you rest?
Mosquitoes.
And what else?
Frogs, huh?
Sure do.
I don't dig that at all.
Well, I do. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I can dig them frog hogging and mosquito biting. Some fellas, I'm gonna tell both of y'all something. When I was at home, you remember me playing them two great mules of mine? You remember? I think Jimmy played one of them.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Sure. That was old Dan, wasn't it?
I got the Dan is the name.
Now, that was him. That's the one. That's the one. You know, I couldn't do nothing with that mule.
You're whooping, man.
I bit him one day.
Oh, no.
Yes, I did.
Bit the mule?
I bit the mule.
Did the mule bite you?
Why you think I ain't got no teeth now?
I thought it was something.
Oh, man, that mule pulled
off. You're in a worse shape than me.
I know it. You know, you remember the time I wrote you that letter?
Yeah.
In St. Louis?
Yeah, I answered.
Huh? I know you answered. You remember the time you made that record about going out slow?
Yeah, I remember.
Huh?
Yeah, I sure do.
Can you remember, Sean?
Sure.
I thought you had got too old.
No, man.
Sean,
I never will forget it.
I bet you don't know how that record go right now.
Oh, but I do.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Well, can you sing me a little bit of it?
Just a little.
Will you sing me just a little bit of that record?
Yeah,
oh, I'll be you glad.
Just a couple of them.
Just a little bit of it. Oh, boy, that record sure.
I have had my fun. If I don't get well no more.
Oh, shucks now.
That's enough of it. That's enough. I ain't
that made
no
me
more.
Think about my wife.
I ain't going.
You remember the one that cut me?
Yeah, sure. Land well, I'm going still now. There. I'm going to forget it.
All right, then. Look at what Robert Jr. said on that. I remember the time when Robert Jr. made that record about it. What's the name of that thing, boy?
Take a little walk.
Take a little walk with me.
That's
well, I had to take a little run because I was kind of in a hurry, you know. You know how I was. Robert Jr., will you?
I still didn't enjoy that.
What's
song.
The, so why you didn't?
Come on. Take a little walk with me.
I like to meet my friend.
Come on, baby. Hey, get and walk with me. The same old place.
Down in a cotton field.
Man, y'all gonna cause me to get drunk. Sorry we met again.
You still drinking?
Man, what? Funnels is it now, boy.
What you I'm drink now?
Anything.
Anything?
As long as it's got alcohol in it.
I believe it, too.
Man, yeah, I love it.
Boy, you sure look bad.
Trouble. Huh?
You look bad, too.
Got to look bad. I drink bad stuff.
How much have you paid for your half pints of whiskey?
35 cents.
35 cents? Hey, do you know where I can find me?
You know, blues is trouble. Blues is really trouble.
And I'm full of
it. Take me back home, please.
Here come old evil chick always telling everybody she come from Chicago. Got Mississippi written all over.
You better stop trying to run my business.
Look who's got business.
Oh, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Go ahead and do it. Ain't nobody scared of you.
Better stop trying to run my business.
Somebody need to run it before they run you out of town.
Oh, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Nothing you can do. Never could do nothing.
Cause I'm talking about you low down and dirty.
Blabbermouth.
Everything I'll say will be true.
I bet not never let the cat out the bag on you, child. You'll be ruined.
You know, I know, I know.
You don't know nothing. You know nothing about nobody. When I was born, you were suffering from old age arthritis and lost of memory.
You know, I know you.
Oh, Miss Know-All. You don't know nothing.
Yes, and I even know when you were born.
In school, she was so thick-headed, they put her out. She's taking up too much space.
And if you don't keep cool, honey.
Keep cool? That's a threat.
Go on.
So hot now, child, you can't go back home. Police looking for you.
Ha! You got that nerve to stand on every corner.
Stand in the way I please.
Laugh at every passerby.
I laugh at him as a seal.
Your face is laugh material. I bet your mirror make you cry.
I bet your face will stop any clock.
Well, stop trying,
time I feel like
it. Oh, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Came up here, it's just gone to your head. That's what's the matter with you.
Cause I talk about you low down and dirty.
I expect that of you. Dirty anyway.
And everything I said is true.
I'd like to play a number, as we say. This is a very fine number, was written by Shakespeare, and the words is most impluberated. And when you get them pluberated words, it's more exacerbated to your imagination. Like to play a number, as we say. This is a very fine number, was written by Shakespeare, and the words is most impluberated. And when you get them pluberated words, it's more exacerbated to your influmination. So we'll put a little dehoberate with this number, and we'll call it the integrate of the dissumination of irreflaboration. So now we see if we can't get our flaboration together, because this is a real number. Yeah, this one. This number is a number that gives you a feeling when you feel you had the feeling. It's only a feeling that you feel when you have the same feeling you was feeling when you got that feeling you thought you was gonna have the feeling, which you felt the same thing you was feeling when you thought you had a feeling you was gonna see your mother-in-law or something like that. This is a real feeling, so I'm gonna play you that. Call this the Dupree Special. That's it. And you got to be drinking to play numbers like this, because you can't get the spirit, you know. You got to have the spirit of somebody, you know. And then you know what you're doing. How that sound? That sound all right, don't it? Have a woman sitting right beside you with her arm around your neck. That's a real old time. And she said, Jack, won't you sing me something, you know? And I look at her, you know, in her eye, you know. She got one eye belongs to her and the other one don't, you know. And I look at her. And she give me a kiss. You know, did you ever kiss a woman and she give you one of them juicy kisses and it pop all over your face? And you don't want to tell her, you know, right then, you know. You say goodnight, but soon as she closed the door, you take and wipe your face off because that kiss done splattered all over your face. I know you done had that kind of trouble. So I'll sing a little bit of this. Sing a little bit of this Dupree Special and let you get the understanding of it. You dig, don't you? You dig this, y'all. Here I am sitting right by my baby's side. I'm right here with you, darling, right with you. Here I am sitting right by my baby's side. Darling, you bring tears from my eyes. Did you ever love a woman? Love a woman you hate to lose. Oh, that's a heartbreaking thing, boy. Did you love a woman you hate to lose? Oh, that's really sad. Don't lose your temper when you've been out all night drinking booze. She tries to treat you right. Have you got a good woman? Yeah. And you try to treat her right. Well, you love her so much, you can't leave her out your side. And then this is what I say to her, you know. Come on, baby, I'm in misery. Me. I really do. Now that's some of them old things. Drink here and get my nut. You know, down New Orleans especially, you gotta try.
Welcome to a very special edition of Blues with a Feeling. In case you just tuned in, this is the Talking Blues edition. And it turns out it was a great tradition. It's been a great tradition amongst blues men for a long time, and blues ladies, as we heard. Big Maybell in there. That was Champion Jack Dupree with, it's called Mr. Dupree's Blues, and it's only found on one record. Didn't come out on CDs or anything like that, as far as I know. And it's on a English Columbia Broadcasting Systems released out of England. Blue Horizon Records, actually. When you feel the feeling you was feeling. And he sent in there, and the words was most implugerated. Jack wasn't beyond making up some words sometimes, and he was one of the great purveyors of that. Champion Jack Dupree right there as part of this Talking Blues special for that Big Maybell. I'm not sure who the young lady was talking the smack behind her, but that was called Gabbin Blues. And once again, part of the tradition of the Talking Blues. The girl in the background talking about, "Mo Mississippi, you ain't nothing." And Big Maybell's going, "You better stop talking about my business, or I have to flatten you." And before then, we heard from Otis Spann talking to some of his buddies. I think it was St. Louis Jimmy. Talking about a mule down in Mississippi. And that was Talking the Blues, coming off of a wonderful two CD set, Ebony and Ivory Blues, Otis Spann on the Music Blues label. Powerful stuff. Albert King started it all out. And once again, this is the Talking Blues edition of Blues with a Feeling. Gonna go till noon today, and then Don's bringing it in with Global Warming. Joseph won't be in today. Right now, a young man that happened to be the first Caucasian to get in Muddy Waters' band. He was a 19-year-old harmonica player that they picked up in New York when Muddy was on the road out there. He had kind of misplaced his other harmonica player, and he heard this guy play, and he said, "Can you travel?" And he took him back to Chicago, and this young man, Paul Osher, stayed in Muddy's band for, I think it was over 4 years, 4 or 5 years, even longer possibly. And Paul Osher is still with us, still has a career, lives down in Austin, Texas now. He created some music back in the early 90s for a little label called Blues Planet Records. And Paul Osher roomed with the great Otis Spann in Muddy Waters' basement. They were roommates. And he picked up some piano tips from Otis along the way. He also plays guitar and sings, and he also writes songs. So he wrote one. It's been redone by at least one or two people. But this is his original. It's called Dirty Dealin' Mama. And this is part of the Talking Blues tradition on KZSU.
Man, let me tell you about this woman I got. She's all over town, here, there, and everywhere. She gets up early in the morning. Sometimes she don't come back until late at night. Sometimes she don't come back at all. I'm tired of this woman. She's messing me around. Now, you know what happened? I asked her, where you been, woman? Where you been? This is what she said. She said, I went down to the landlord. Cause you know I owe the rent. And I went down to the pawn shop. Cause I didn't have a cent. She said, I went to see the butcher. He puts meat up on my grill. Then she went to see the dentist. Cause she likes the way he drills. She went to see the train man. She said he lets her ride all night. Then she went to see the preacher. She said he made her see the light. She went down to the gas station. She said that guy can really pump. She said he made her realize it's this chump that she must dump. Yeah, you know she's a dirty little mama. And she always plays the wind. You can't ask her where she's going. Don't you ask her where she be. She says she went to see the tailor. Gave her a streamlined fit. Then she went to see the gambler. And he gave her one hot tip. She said she went to see the barber. Cause he's a master with a trim. Then she went to see the bartender. Cause he feels it to the brim. Yeah, you know she's a dirty dealer mama. And she always staggered it. With these cards she uses, she can't lose. Look up, baby, this ain't nothing but a low-down blues. Well, all right. She went to see the doctor, cause he knows just where it hurts. Then she went to see the gardener. She let him play on in the dirt. She said she went to see the policeman. She said his gun don't never miss. Then she went to see the fireman. She had to give him some. She said she went to see the electrician. She said he knows where to put the plug. Then she went to see the copper man. And she let him hammer down her rug. She said she went to see the plumber. She said she likes the way he lays his pipe. Then she went to see my best friend. She's gone back to tomorrow night. Yeah, you know she's a dirty dinner mama. And she always stack her dead. jealous man into a nervous wreck.
Bill Jones loved the ladies. He loved them better than he loved his life. Why, his favorite flirt was always flirting around with somebody else's wife. Boys say you better be careful, Bill. You're gonna get it wrong someday. But stolen sweet was sure the best. That's all Bill would say. Bill flirted with a lady one day he had never seen before. Her husband watched him all the time. Y'all know how them things will go. They put the last clean shirt on Brother Bill today. They had that poor boy's funeral this morning, and they have laid him away. Bill left this world so sudden with all his stripes, just because he was messing around with somebody else's wife. Bill is going where the streets is paved in gold, or either where they don't have to worry about no more winter cold. They put the last clean shirt on Brother Bill today. You know, I was walking down the street the other day. My brother Jim and I, we heard a suspicious noise in the house as we was passing by. Some man had rushed and struck his wife, and as loud as she yelled, "Murder!" Me, myself, passed right on by, just like I had never heard. But just as soon as Brother Jim got by that man's house and heard that woman holler, he rushed right in that man's house and grabbed that man in the collar. He shouldn't have done that. They put the last clean shirt on Brother Jim today. They had that poor boy's funeral this morning, and they have laid his body away. You see, Jim wanted to win a reputation of being true blue. Well, I could have done that same thing and been out there in the graveyard too. Wherever brother is gone, it's so hard to tell. He's either up in heaven or he's a, oh well. They put the last clean shirt on Brother Jim.
Broke, disgusted, ain't got a dime. Got to have some. Got to have some. I need some. Can't live without none. Got to have some. I'm going to get some. You want, don't worry about no bills. I used to work at a grocery store. I got news for you folks, I don't work there no more. Got to have some. Got to have some. I need some. Can't live without none. I'm going to get me some. Because I want some, I need some. Got to have some. Got to have some. I need some.
got to have some. Ain't had none. I need some. I'm broke. I need some dough.
I knew you thought I wasn't going to get it, but I just got some. I surely got some. The doctor prescribed some. I couldn't live without none. Had to have some. I went and got some. Well, my pocket ain't jingling, I'm getting fat. You know you're getting hot and I know where it's at. My pockets are heavy as a chocolate. I just got a taste of her meat and bread. Had to have some. Some. The doctor prescribed some. Sure did need some. I wanted some. And I went and got some. Sure did need some. Just got some. Had to have some. Had to have some. I just got some. Had to have some. The doctor prescribed some.
Not so long ago, I told you I needed some. Well, I got some, but I lost it. So I'm bursted and disgusted, cause the woman couldn't be trusted no more. I'd rather make love to a monkey and to hold hands with a dinosaur. Remember, I was shook up. I needed it bad. Well, I got it. The worst I ever had. Well, I'm sitting here just crying, cause of her cheating and her lying. I'm sick. I wouldn't have had all this trouble if I'd gotten me a whooping stick. I went to work one morning and left it at home. And when I got back, she had took it and gone. So I'm all alone and blue now. I'm just sitting here, don't know what to do. If I don't get me some more, I think I'm going to go and get some blues. I might as well not to worry. It ain't gonna do no good. I just gotta get some, and that's understood. I guess I'm like the gypsy, drinking shy and stay tipsy, oh yes. Before I feel like I used to, I got to put my hands on some more bread.
Welcome to the Talking Blues edition of Blues with a Feeling. The blues show heard every Saturday right here at 90.1 FM or KZSU.org on your internet connection. For three albums. And that last segment, Willie Maybon, three different 45s. And up till the time when they put this CD out, it wasn't anywhere else. I was fortunate enough to have copies of all three of those, and I used to play them together. The three infamous ones, Got to Have Some, Just Got Some, and Some More. And he was singing in there, but that was part of the blues talking tradition, most definitely. Before Willie, we heard from the great Rufus Thomas out of Memphis, Tennessee. He was also a DJ, too, for a big part of his life. He was on the air for a long time in Memphis. He brought up several generations of folks. He gave us a classic. There was a wonderful Stax CD that came out on him in the 90s, 92 early. Can't Get Away From This Dog. And he gave us The Last Clean Shirt. Talking about Brother Bill. He had to be messing around with somebody else's wife and just messed up. And before that, Paul Osher, who was a still around, still playing too. Credited as the first white harmonica player, Muddy Waters Blues Band. Broke the color barrier as a young man when he was 19, but went on to have a pretty interesting career. He's still playing down in Texas now, but he put out a CD in early 90s, mid-90s, 96, called The Deep Blues of Paul Osher. We heard Dirty Dealin' Woman, Dirty Dealin' Mama from Blues Planet Records. I am the Bird of Paradise. It's another edition of Blues with a Feeling, about 12 minutes before the top of the hour. And there's some very rare special ones now. Willie Dixon and Memphis Slim did a lot of hanging around together. And Willie would get nervous when he got in certain situations, like, say, this one.
The baby called me, daddy, and she called me real slow. I asked her what she wanted, and she said, I don't know, I get nervous. Man, I get nervous. I'm a nervous man, and I tremble all in my bones. Oh, when she take me in her arms and she squeeze me tight, start to shaking in her voice, and she say, if it things all right, I get the nervous, man, I get nervous. I'm a nervous man, and I tremble all in my bones. Thank you. Like a lightning hit my brains. My heart beat like thunder. And she called me baby names. I get nervous. Man, I get nervous. You know, I'm a nervous man, and I tremble all in my bones.
I'm broke, disgusted. I was walking down the street the other day with a normal pace, meeting and greeting everyone with a smile on my face. Jaywalking and gay talking, I thought I was sharper than a tack. I got myself so far carried out, I thought I would never get back. And then a girl did it, and it sure upsets a man. Girls do it, it sure upsets a man. Yeah. All right. I saw a man grab a freight train, roll 10 miles, and jump off into the air. I saw a man smoke 10 cigars at once and didn't cough or even swear. I've seen people do weird things in my life, and nobody applaud or even booed. A man jumped off the top of the Empire State Building and didn't even make the news. But let a girl do it. All right, y'all. And it sure upsets someone. Dig this.
Is true. Folks, once there was a girl in my life, and her name was Kay. You spell it K-A-Y. Thank you. Kay was a very beautiful girl, a wonderful person, and she was built up like a Coca-Cola bottle. And I know Kay loved me. But being a traveling man, I got missed from my case somehow. So when I goes back to Kay's hometown, I was unable to find her. So since I described her, I want to ask each and every one underneath the sound of my voice, if you see a girl like this, please tell her Memphis Slim is trying to contact her. Better still, I'd like to tell you more about her. If you see Kay, tell her I say hurry home. If you see Kay, please tell her I say hurry home. Tell Kay I ain't had no loving since my little girl been gone. But you know something? A man can't go around forever looking for a certain girl. Maybe something happened to the girl. She could be dead. Or something terrible could have happened to her. Maybe she got married. So long. I guess I'll be on my way. But be sure to contact Memphis Slim. People, if you see Kay,
and we're still not sure if anybody contacted Memphis Slim if they saw Kay. But remember, if you see Kay, contact somebody to contact Memphis Slim. Now, he's gone now, but there'll be somebody there. The Talking Blues special. It's deep, it's wide, it's long, it's uncut, it's unedited. It's brought to you by me, the Bird of Paradise. That was Memphis Slim off of his All Kinds of Blues album from Prestige, If You See Kay. If You See Kay. Careful. Bobby Guitar Bennett gave us When Girls Do It off of the Red Lightning release When Girls Do It. Jimmy Reed did a version of that song too, and I saw an old Scratch 45, but I've never been able to find another copy of it. If anybody has a line on that one, let me know. I'm looking for a copy of Jimmy Reed doing When Girls Do It. Willie Dixon in that set as well with Nervous off Willie's Blues from Prestige. This is the Talking Blues special coming up. At the top of the hour, we're going to keep going. But got to tell you about Doctors Without Borders since